Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here at the Word of the King at Holiness Bibles for the Blind.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the Word of the King is, there is power. We may say unto him, what doest thou?
St. Luke chapter 15, verse 10. Jesus Christ declared, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Let's start here in Romans chapter 15, verse 8, reading down from verse 12. In the King James Bible, Ecclesiastes 8, 4 says, with the word of the king is, there is power, and who may say unto him, what doest thou? We would honor the King of Kings and Lord of Lords tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ. Starting here in verse 8, Romans chapter 15. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Verse 9. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. Verse 10. And again he saith, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. Verse 11. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Verse 12. And again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now again, all of humanity is divided up racially into two large groups, divided into two groups, one being Jew, the other being Gentile. You, dear listener, listening to me, you are either a Jew or you are a Gentile. And I can thankfully declare that the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him, both Jew and Gentile alike. Now, here in this particular text, it is being mentioned of the prophecies written by the Jewish prophets as they, by way of God's Spirit, foretold or prophesied of the good news of Jesus Christ going to the Gentiles, those outside the commonwealth of Israel. Israel, the Jewish people to whom were committed the oracles of God. Hence we read in verse 8, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision. Circumcision. Circumcision, that sign that was given to Father Abraham. Abraham in Galatians is spoken of as the father of all them that believe. They that believe are referred to as the children of Abraham. And we'll turn there real quickly. Galatians. Book of Galatians. Chapter 3. It is written, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. The Word of God declares, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You, listening to me, are a sinner. Abraham himself was a sinner. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Accounted, imputed, transferred to his account. He, who by nature had no righteousness, Abraham, believed God. It was accounted to him for righteousness. Though you, sinner, listening to my voice, have no righteousness in and of yourself, for there is none righteous, no, not one. For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Jeremiah 17:9 declares that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Though you have no righteousness in and of yourself, all your righteousnesses are as filthy rags. You can, like Abraham, by God's grace tonight, as you are drawn of God in his everlasting love, you can believe God and have it counted to you for righteousness. even as you were hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Galatians chapter 3, verse 7 says, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." Verse 8, "And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, And these shall all nations be blessed." So we see that the scripture itself, foresaw. St. John 1 declares, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And he jumped down a few verses there in St. John 1, read there around verse 13, "The Word was made manifest in the flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the Scripture, the very Word himself, the very Word itself foresaw that God would justify the heathen through faith and preached before the gospel. That word gospel means good news unto Abraham, saying, "In thee shall all nations be blessed." So, when the very scripture, the very word was made manifest in the flesh, Jesus Christ, the son of Abraham, indeed, all nations were blessed in Abraham. Verse 9 of Galatians chapter 3 declares, "So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." Would you be blessed with faithful Abraham tonight? Would you believe the good news that indeed in Abraham all nations have been blessed? And that blessing, the very son of Abraham, was crucified for your sins, as it is written, Galatians 3:13, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." Verse 14, "That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." The promise of the Spirit. The Word of God declares in the book of Romans that as many as have the Spirit of God, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And that ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. And so that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Do you have the Spirit of God? The promise of the Spirit through faith abiding in you tonight, sinner friend. There is a root of Jesse that has arisen to reign over the Gentiles. And he reigns over you. Would you acknowledge his reign? Would you acknowledge his lordship tonight? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We're told in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." But the fearful, what are you fearful of tonight? Are you fearful of death? That's because according to the book of Hebrews, if you know not Jesus Christ, who rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave, you are in bondage to the devil, and the devil keeps you in bondage by that very fear of death that you have. Are you fearful of what friends and family may think or say of you or do to you if you follow this Jesus of Nazareth, this Son of the Most High God? "The fearful shall their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The fear of man bringeth a snare, a trap. Oh, but if you just put your trust in the Lord," said the friend, "you will dwell safely. You will not taste of the second death. For it is written in Revelation 20, 14, 15, and death and hell were cast to the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Come unto Jesus, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, or else, according to Revelation, you will, along with those who partake of the mark of the beast, the smoke of your torment, it says, will ascend up forever and ever, and you will have no rest, day nor night. Yes, that root of Jesse has arisen to reign over the Gentiles, and in him the Gentiles have trusted and are continuing to trust, as by way of his long suffering, as by way of his mercy and his grace and his salvation, his very being is still extended to be received by whosoever will. St. John 1, 12, 13 says, but to as many as received him, Jesus Christ, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Just like you did not do anything good to get born into your physical, earthly family, you did not do anything good to get born into God's family. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Grace. Unearned, unmerited favor, and that of God. Titus 3:5 says, for not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Mercy. God not giving you what you deserve. And what you deserve, sinner, is a lake of fire. What I deserve is a lake of fire. What all men, apart from the man Christ Jesus, the only one who walked this earth without sin, all others beside him, deserve the damnation of hell. Would you acknowledge your guilt as a transgressor of God's law? Would you acknowledge your need to, like Abraham, believe God and have it counted to you for righteousness? We're told in the book of Hebrews that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Would you receive faith tonight from the very word of God, confirming the testimony of his Son, Jesus Christ, by way of his Spirit, through this preached word of God tonight? For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened after the Spirit. We're told from Peter's one epistle, Peter's one writing. Jesus Christ, the just one, has suffered for you, for your sins, as the unjust one, that you might be made just through him. As it is written in Galatians 3, 26, ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Not all men have faith, therefore not all men are the children of God. Because again, not all men have faith in Christ Jesus. Ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Whosoever committeth sin is of the devil, the Word of God declares. You have committed sin. You are of the devil, and you must, by faith in Jesus Christ alone, be made a child of God, or else you will perish with the devil, as it is written. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire, where the beast and false prophet are, and shall be tormented there day and night forever and ever. Galatians 3:10 declares, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, the first of the Ten Commandments. Again, God says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Your God is what you put your trust, is what you put your faith in. That's your God. Who are you trusting in tonight? If you're not trusting in the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who came down to earth as a man in the person of Jesus Christ, you are an idolater. You are a transgressor against the holy law of God. And again, all idolaters shall bear part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. To use the name of God, to use the name of Jesus Christ as a curse word, flippantly, loosely, joking around with your friends, or in any other manner that is not according to godly, holy fear. To speak of God in any way that is lightly and not worthy of the reverence that he deserves. Holy and reverent is his name. Have you blasphemed the name of God? You do it just once. God says you'll not be found guiltless. But no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. St. Matthew chapter 7. St. Matthew chapter 7. It is written, Jesus Christ declared, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Verse 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. This world, the devil working through this world, has many gods to offer you. Jesus Christ declared, straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. But the Father declares that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Your way, sinner, is the way of death, but the way of life everlasting, the way that is above, that men may depart from hell beneath, is the straight and narrow way, the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15 of St. Matthew 7, beware false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Verse 16, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? These guys that come out and say that Jesus Christ is coming back this year, this day. You may know such individuals from the past, and then needless to say, their predictions have proven futile and vain. Jesus Christ himself said that no man knows the day or the hour of his return. So be not deceived by those who profess to know what Jesus said, that no man knows the time, no man knows the day or the hour. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Verse 16, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Verse 17, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, the corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Real quickly, Romans chapter 15, verse 12, and again, his eyes saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, and him shall the Gentiles trust. Sinner, listening to my voice, whether you be Jew, whether you be Gentile, what kind of tree are you? The Messiah, Jesus Christ, declared that there is the good tree that brings forth good fruit. There's the evil tree that brings forth evil fruit. The good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Is the fruit of Jesse the foundation of your faith? The root of any plant, how be the root of any tree, is the foundation. I'm told in Romans chapter 11, if the root be holy, then the lump is holy. And the root of Jesse, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the Holy One of Israel. And no other foundation can man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Is he your sure foundation? There is no other foundation besides him. Good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Verse 19 of St. Matthew 7, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down, cast into the fire. Verse 20, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Verse 23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Jesus say to you in that day? I never knew you, depart from me that work iniquity. But now is the simple time. Today is the day of salvation. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, word, not willing that they should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus declared concerning that day of judgment, St. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, 37, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Verse 37, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Think of that, sinner. Every idle word that you have spoken, you will give an account thereof in the day of judgment, according to Jesus Christ. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. So, it is written, he that hath the Son, speaking of Jesus Christ, hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You either have Jesus and you either have life, or you don't have Jesus and you don't have life. Sinner, there is no in-betweens. It's either heaven or hell. There is no purgatory. There is no limbo. It's either heaven or hell. Acts 4:12 declares, neither is there salvation in any other, speaking in the name of Jesus Christ. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom, a payment for all to be testified in due time. Jesus Christ gave himself as a payment for you, for your sins. It is testified in due time. This is being testified now. Only he can serve as your mediator. Only he can go between you and God the Father on your behalf. We know that God judges the righteous and God is angry with the wicked every day. The book of Ecclesiastes declares that because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Why not just agree and consent to the testimony of God's word concerning you, sinner, that indeed your heart has been fully set in you to do evil? And yet, Jesus Christ says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Jesus Christ said, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What will it profit you, sinner, if you shall gain the whole world and lose your own soul? And what shall you give in exchange for your soul? Your days are as a shadow. Boast not yourself of tomorrow. You know not what a day may bring forth. St. Matthew, chapter 15. We're going to read down from verse 7 to 13. Jesus Christ speaking, ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Yes, sinner, it's true, the United States of America tonight is full of religious sinners who draw nigh unto the God of heaven and earth with their mouth, and they honor him with their lips, but their heart is far from him. They would worship him in vain, teaching for doctors the commandments of men. America, sad to say, is full of such religious sinners tonight. Are you such a one? I would encourage you. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your hypocrisy. Verse 10, St. Matthew 15. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Verse 11. Not that which goeth into the man defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Verse 12, then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? Verse 13, But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Verse 15, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both of them shall fall into the ditch. Verse 13, Jesus said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. There is arisen that root of Jesse to reign over the Gentiles. He is none other than the Jewish Messiah. Even as salvation is of the Jews, the Lord Jesus Christ. And except you have him as your root, you'll be found not planted of the Father, and at the last rooted up as those who follow the blind, and at the last fall into the ditch with the blind. St. Matthew, continuing on here, verse 15, then answered Peter, and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. Verse 16, and Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Verse 17, do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the drought? Verse 18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Verse 19, out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Verse 20, these are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Verse 21, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. So, there is the fruit of the unregenerate human heart that has not received the grace and the mercy of God and the salvation through Jesus Christ. There's the fruit of the heart right there, of that human heart. Deceitful above all things, Jeremiah says. Out of that heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. May you receive a new heart, sinner, tonight by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. It is death, burial, and resurrection for you. For it is written, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Jesus spoke, again, that wrath is being a place of outer darkness where they weep, where they wail, where they gnash their teeth. It's the place of the unprofitable servant. It's the place of the unprofitable servant. And you, if you're without Jesus Christ, are in danger of going there. Justified. Stand before God just as if I'd never sinned. You can stand before God just as if you had never sinned, sinner. And you must stand before him just as if you had never sinned, if you were to be reconciled to him, if you were to have a personal relationship with him, which is what this is about. God wants to have a personal relationship with you, and it's only through being reconciled to him, through faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, and what he did for you, and bearing your sins on the cross, and rising from the dead the third day, that you can be reconciled in such a manner, and to have the love of God shed abroad in your heart, made known to you in full by the Holy Ghost being given unto you, that promise of the Spirit that we read about earlier in Galatians chapter 3. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It is written, Jesus Christ declared, ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Thou shalt not kill. Jesus Christ declared, ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill. Whosoever hateth his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. And he that is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of hellfire. Told that whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. God equates ungodly hatred in the heart for your neighbor with murder. And all murderers have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? How can ye escape the weeping, the wailing, and the gnashing of the teeth? How can you escape the everlasting burnings of which Isaiah wrote? How can you escape that everlasting fire? It's only through faith in Jesus Christ alone. But if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ declared in St. John 17, this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And the times this ignorance, God winked at, it is written in the book of Acts, but he's now commanded all men everywhere to repent. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Be sorry for your sin. The psalmist declared, for I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, we're told. But unto them that are saved, it is the power of God to salvation. Romans chapter 3. We're now going to conclude here, starting in verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Verse 21, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Verse 22, even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 25, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation, a substitute payment through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission, forgiveness of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Verse 26, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Verse 27, where is boasting then? It is excluded by what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon him tonight in repentance toward God for faith in him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Boast not yourself of tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring forth. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. It is written, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, sinner. You will not be ashamed. God bless.
Well, we're told, but as many as are the works of the law are under the curse, for cursed be everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, we're told in the book of Galatians. All but here it is. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shall cleanse you from all sin. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, venial, mortal, sin, whatever you call it, all unrighteousness. God is faithful to forgive those who confess their sins to him through faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection alone. For by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Call upon the Lord today. This is Evangelist Timothy Groover. Till next time, God bless you and yours.